Now we see this, hear this, receive and maintain this. Now we see this, we hear this, we receive, we maintain this. Sitting here in Sashin, day, there's nothing extra that any of us get in session. You sit at the end of session, you don't walk away with a collection of documents or notes, texts and books that you've received and have been what the session has given you. Now we see this, hear this, receive and maintain this. This is what brings you to session, if I say it that way. This is what comes to session. This is what sits session. This is what leaves session. If you tell people about session, the essential point, an essential point that you inform them of is, we sat, we spent much of the time sitting and walking and sitting and walking. As a extra, if we say it that way, well, particular event, there's sutra chanting, there's talks, but primarily we each sit down for a period, stand up, walk around, sit back down. Something that might make sense to people is to say, oh, we study the self. Isn't that what Dogen Zenji says? To study, well, actually, you'd start with, we study the Buddha way. So what is this study? Oh, so you have some texts that you examine when you're sitting there. Well, that's not quite it. That's not quite what we do. We sit. As Dogen says, to study the Buddha way is to study self. To study self. Not something you're going to pull out and look at, put in your hand and look at, but be this being self, this seeing self, as it this manifests. And to study self is to forget the self. Not to get some all sorts of new ideas and discover things you had not known, though that might occur, But to study self is to forget self. Forget self is being awakened by the myriad dharmas, by all, we use the word, 10,000 things that manifest as our life. It's not you're going to get new 10,000 things. If I use an expression, we discover and clarify this jewel that's in our hand. As many of you know, the first case in the Blue Cliff Record is Bodhidharma's encounter with Emperor Wu in China, somewhere in the 6th century, probably. So Emperor Wu was well known as a benefactor of Buddhism. Buddhism came to China many centuries before Bodhidharma did. So Emperor Wu had endowed many temples, monasteries, supported many practitioners, monks, nuns. He even had lectured on many sutras, probably supported people in translating the sutras from Sanskrit, Pali, or whatever other language of the Indian subcontinent that they were written in, into Chinese. So he asks Bodhidharma, look at that, I've done all this. This is the hundreds, etc., temples that I've supported. These are the people I've supported who are practicing. These are, etc., etc. What merit did I get for all? What merit did I get for sitting zazen? No merit. No merit, says Bodhidharma to the Emperor. So I did zazen. I made all these large donations, had all these monasteries full of people practicing. I even gave lectures. No merit. No merit. Wonderful response. Wonderful gift that the Emperor will receive. No merit. So he asks Bodhidharma, what's the fundamental principle then of your teaching, of this Buddhist teaching? How vast emptiness, no holiness. Vast emptiness, no holiness. Or we say it another way, emptiness, nothing special. Nothing special? Why would I want nothing special? Why would I want something like that? What's going on here? Someone wonders about what zazen offers you. Vast emptiness, nothing special, nothing extra, nothing new. Now I see this, hear this, receive and maintain this. What are you getting? Of course, you know the next line to that dialogue, or the next, I should say, couplet, the emperor that, and being confused, says, who is this before me? Who are you? You're telling me all these things, and who are you? I mean, are you, you must be someone special, important. Emperor Wu asks Bodhidharma, and Bodhidharma responds, don't know. Don't know. So you mean you went to Sesshin, you did all these things, and you come out of it, and you're asked, well, what did you discover? Don't know. That's confusing to our ordinary way of reflecting on things, because I'm going here in order to know more, to get more knowing, information, wisdom. Am I just getting what I now see, hear, receive, and maintain? Don't know. And yet, as Dogen says, yeah, studying the self, and what you get is to forget it. Forget self. But you have to study to forget it. Because unless we see it, then we don't forget it. Because it keeps on, if I use words, its pernicious seeking of merit and gain. So, and it's not only Bodhidharma who does this. Of course, not only Dogen Zenji, but what happens? Bodhidharma has this person who comes, who eventually becomes his successor. And what's their interaction? Right. So the person who eventually becomes Waker, the second ancestor in the Chan tradition, in the Zen tradition in China, says to Bodhidharma, when Bodhidharma finally deigns to speak with him, to take him seriously, if I say it that way, he says, Master, my mind is not at ease. Please put it at ease. My mind is not at peace. Please make it be at peace. Of course, this is English translation. And you can translate the Chinese text whichever way you want. And of course, the Chinese text is written years after, because the interactions were oral at that time, and it took a period of time before we get any written texts. My mind is not at peace. Please give me something to put it at peace. You do it. Use your magical strengths and powers. So Bodhidharma turns it back to him and says, please bring me this mind not at peace. Bring me your mind not at peace. And I'll put it at peace, put it at rest. Waker investigates, searches, practices, if you say it that way. And then he comes back to Bodhidharma and says, I searched for my mind. My mind that I was so sure and troubled by, was sure I knew what it was, and sure I knew it was the trouble. And I searched, and I investigated. And finally, I can't find my mind. Oh, what Dharma says, and I've put your mind at peace. I put your mind to rest. Interesting. He did a long session, and session after session. And when people asked him, when he asked himself, what did I find from it? Can't find anything. And yet he came there with all the complaints about all the things that were troubling him and were causing him turmoil, who knows how much. Obviously he was very intense about it because he was willing, as the story goes, to stand in the snow. That's the second ancestor. The third ancestor is Saint San. You've heard from him because he's the author of the text that we talked about, that some of you find troubling. The supreme way is not difficult. It just precludes picking and choosing. The Shinshin Ming, believing in mind or trust in mind or relying on mind. Supreme way is not difficult. What do we know about Saint San? Well, he has a very interesting story. He is reported to have suffered from leprosy. And you could imagine in the time before any medication such as we have now for leprosy, he was very ill and he suffered greatly from this. So he comes to his teacher, someone who would be his teacher, Waker, the second ancestor, and he says, I'm suffering from this illness. Please, Master, help me. Take care of this illness. And Master says, you could say in some ways as an echo of Waker's interaction with Bodhidharma, he says, oh, bring me your illness. Bring me what's poisoning you. Bring me what the problem is and I'll take care of it. And he goes back, practices and struggles with finding his illness. And then he comes back. And he says, I've searched for this illness. And I haven't been able to find it. And then the second ancestor, Waker, says to him, well, then I've put your illness to rest. I've put your illness to rest. Now, of course, these stories are from ancient times, and we could make what we will of them, of their so-called historical accuracy or not. However, as expressions of what our practice is, it's very clear. Our practice, our sitting, is not to give us anything, certainly not to give us anything new, certainly not to load us up with new texts and new things to remember. As Dogen says, to study the self is to forget the self. To forget the self is to be awakened by the 10,000 dharmas. And this awakening goes on endlessly. So, you're not getting your awakening to what is this moment your life. What this moment is the perfect way that knows no difficulty. You're maybe letting go of the picking and choosing, liking and disliking that sometimes entraps us. This is really vital for us to get, so that as we proceed in our practice, when these habits of mind, picking and choosing that seem so natural, or likes and dislikes, or core beliefs about who, what we are and what others are, when these arise, and they do of themselves, we are not trapped by them, especially as we want to bring them out, and yet we're encouraged to, when you see them, the next step is allowing yourself to forget them. Being this present moment, just sitting, if we say it in such a way, it's not to fix them. It's not to do something and get an improved version of them. But certainly not to get, as Master Joshu says, not even to get some clarity within which to abide. If you were to say, well, I'm going to get to this place of clarity where picking and choosing never arises, then I will have attained it. I will have gotten it. If we're there, if that's where we're going, we're in trouble. We're trading in one jalopy that doesn't run for another jalopy that, though shined up and sparkly, doesn't run either. To use an old expression, I'm probably quite dated. The word jalopy probably doesn't even exist as a regular word in the English language. But that's exactly what our ancestors are always encouraging us. When Joko speaks of noticing requirements and core beliefs, she's not talking about you look at them and discover them, and then you've got this whole list of things to do with them. It's in order to be able to see it so that what? To see caught in self-centered dream, to see holding to the self-centered thoughts, which somehow seem to sneak into our life. I don't know from where, and we don't have to know from where. Yet we all know that they appear somewhere out of, I think there's an expression, ex nihilo in Christian dogma. They appear out of nothing. Maybe some of the experts here can say more clearly what those words mean. But they appear out of nothing, this self-centered dreams, this thoughts that we hold on to. And how do we say what the practice is? The practice is being just this moment, being this life as it is. It's not getting new self-centered dreams. It's not getting bigger, better jalopies. So as we sit in Sesshin, if I say it this way, as we become more settled, hopefully we all can continue to be willing, have the capacity to see this arising self forms as they do, and to release them. Not because we have to release them, because they go of themselves, as long as we don't hold on to them and reassert them, which is what we often do. But in sitting, we have that ability in being present, being, breathing, sitting this moment, we have that ability to allow them to disappear, to dissipate, because that's what they do. They appear, disappear, appear, disappear, appear, disappear. Unless we insist on roping them in and pulling them back to us and playing with them, which sometimes we like to do. We think that's going to be fun. It might be a little fun, and then we get the consequences of that. But really, it's very simple. We'll allow them to pass. Be this sitting moment universe that you are. This sitting moment universe that is this, if I say don't know, just avoid picking and choosing. Be willing to rest as don't know. And be willing to even add what you know right now to this moment of being, of experiencing, because this moment experiencing will take care of it. We don't have to discover and articulate the magic by which it does it. And I'll use the word magic because it is magical. What we hold on to and hold on to and hold on to and hold on to in all sorts of different ways and different forms. Each time we be this experiencing moment, somehow magically it allows it to dissipate, disappear, be forgotten. Doesn't matter which word we use in English, because the process is much more mysterious and much more straightforward. Just this moment, just this upright sitting, breathing, whatever skillful means you use, and we can talk about that individually, and we have, whatever guiding reminder helps, but that's all you have to do. That's all we have to do. It doesn't stop them from arising given karmic and dharmic circumstances, They're really dharmic gifts when they arise. Sometimes we think, oh, this is my punishment, this is my burden. No. Getting to notice them is really a wonderful dharmic gift. Because most of the time, unfortunately, we are run by them in ways and don't even notice it. So it's a wonderful dharmic gift that in a way is a product of our sitting, and it's a product of our sesshin sitting, especially as we sit. I'll say it's almost like we accumulate this ability to notice more and more what's going on, what's always been going on. Of course, there isn't an always going on. It goes on now and now. And yet, what goes on of itself and is often not noticed, worse than not noticed, it often runs and pushes us in different ways, pulls and pushes, blinds and deafens us. And now somehow in this sitting, we get to hear what this moment is. We get to see, despite not looking at anything in particular, what's right in front of us. We taste and feel and experience this very universe as this body-mind, as this Zendo that we practice with other beings and with the myriad dharmas in all directions. So we take care of them. We take care of all beings that appear. And all beings that appear serve and take care of us and allow us to see, be this not knowing. This, if I use expression, this not to that we are, this not to universe that we are, or as the poem that I read yesterday by Shwedo in the Blue Cliff Record, the ultimate path is without difficulty. Ultimate path is without difficulties. Speech is to the point. Words are to the point. In one, there are many kinds. In two, no duality. On the horizon of the sky, the sun rises and the moon sets. So, and what does he leave us with at the end of the verse? Picking and choosing, clarity, you see for yourself. Thank you.